Good evening and welcome to 300, the RC Racing Podcast, episode 2, actually. We're here, episode 2, with me, your ever-present host, Pete Lyons, and my long-suffering Tinder addict, Mr. Swipe Left, Alexander Hayward. Please say hello and good evening, Alexander.
Hello, Peter. How are you doing?
I'm very well. I'm very well. I've had a good week. Very much looking forward to this podcast with you tonight. I hope you've had a good week too.
Yeah, pretty good, thanks.
Yes, good, good. Selling bikes and all that kind of stuff you do. I'd like to say, first off, from myself and Alexander, I know you'd echo my words, a massive thanks to all the listeners we've had to the show and support we've had from so many people. We really are very touched by it. I myself personally have had great encouragement from Trish Schumacher, Adam Drain, Over the Loop, the Halls, and loads of people in the Midwest. Magpie Venables himself, William Venables, Kev, obviously, was tuned in, really enjoyed it. Springer, and more, lots of people. Tom Yardy, just loads. And of course, we also had encouragement as well from Russ and Aidan and Matt Guppy, which was really nice of the guys. So it's just been really, really great response, hasn't it, mate?
Yeah, it's been fantastic. From people from all over. It's been greatly received, I think. So yeah, we're really chuffed. Thank you very much.
Yes. Thank you all. Because without any listeners, then, well, basically we'd be just rambling as we normally do to each other. But we can now involve you all in our ramblings and RC chat. And we're very glad to have you on. It's I should have on some sort of old school, you know, Christmas jumper around the fire, Val Dunican style, with some sort of gramophone going around in the background. I'm showing my age here. You know, all joining around the fire for an RC chat. It's a good time of year, actually, because we are approaching Christmas time. That's nice and warm and eggnog and whatnot. So we've had a stupendous response to the podcast. And it's really, really wonderful to have had all the encouragement we've had to you. So from you guys. So thank you ever so much. So, I mean, let's get straight into it, really. Where have we been racing lately and what have we been up to? I know that I myself have been to Silverstone Winter Series and their club nights with Abe, also the Junction 16 Winter Series, but we've also had some exciting stuff go on with Dudley, the Mams and Midlands, which is really your bag, isn't it, Alexander? So tell us more.
Yeah, so based in the Midwest, I've been doing Midlands Raceway I think a couple of weeks ago, and then yes. Dudley this week. Just gone, which is good. Good turnouts at both.
Now, Midlands, that's the Schumacher Winter Series, is it not?
Yeah, supported by Schumacher. So Schumacher tyres only at that event. There's quite a good turnout in Tour Drive, probably 30 or so.
Yep.
But yeah, some quite good competition this week.
And the Dudley was good, wasn't it?
Yeah, Dudley was good, 40th. I think it's full in two-wheel drive. Different carpet, Prima Felt, as I mentioned on the last podcast. Bit slippy. I think it's a slightly more raceable surface. You can have, I think it's more open to racing, whereas the EOS is more hold your line, people kind of sit behind you and wait for you to make a mistake. Whereas I think with the Dudley, with a bit of slide on the carpet, you can actually race the race a bit better.
Now, you were in the A final, were you not?
Yeah, I made the A at Dudley. I didn't have the best event at Midlands, no. B final, B2. I was qualified 10th. But it was an 8-car final, whereas I think the previous event was, we had a 10-car final on the previous one. So time, 10th was second in the B.
So the B hat on, the B final hat.
Yeah.
You had, yes, okay. But A final at Dudley. Now, unless I'm very much mistaken, Ben Pugh won the event, did he not?
He did at Dudley, yeah.
Yes, at Dudley. And friend of the show, Richie Thorne was second, wasn't he?
I believe he was, yes. Richie, Ben and Jamie Beasley was fast all day as well. And then you had Elliot Taylor, who was quick, X-ray driver. Mm-hmm. He was very quick, friends with Jamie Beasley. And he, I think he's an eighth driver through the summer. And he races a bit of 10th through the winter.
If I may chip in on that and just say, actually, without blowing your trumpet too much, I obviously was responsible for the dirty deed of bringing you on board at PR Racing UK. I've been very pleased to see how well you've done with the cars since you joined, kind of picking up where you left off, really, and done really, really well with the cars. And it's not like you've had to have too long an adjustment period. So seeing you make the A's is really pleasing for me, because otherwise, the only other thing I could take satisfaction from would be is if you did horrendously, where I could laugh at you. But yeah, I haven't had that joy. Yeah. So I've had to actually take comfort in thinking that's all my doing. But obviously it was pleasing that you're doing so well with the cars. Racing the two wheel drive.
I think it always takes a little while to get into a new car anyway. I think I was talking to Tom Yardy about this actually, and he was asking how I was getting on. And I think the lap times are there almost straight away. So you can get the kind of one or two fast laps in a race and it's quick. But the general consistency of getting fast laps with a new car takes its time to come. And I think especially over the last 2 or 3 weeks, maybe a month or so, I've started to get more consistency now. So the faster lap times are there, and now the consistency starts to come through. It's going pretty good. It just takes a little while to learn what different changes to the car do compared to the previous car. But I always said, I reckon it takes a year to learn a car properly. And I'm only obviously a few months in, but no, so far so good. I'm really pleased.
Though I must say, one of the, as in a little story and aside for the listeners, one of the things that I thought was quite interesting was that it was at a Junction 16 a while ago, on a Friday night, you had a go of my Type R two-wheel drive with my radio. And went 1/10 of a second faster than with your own car. So
within about 5 laps. Yeah.
guilty. I'm to blame for you being on the team. But I must say, I want something we wanted to cover off, and that was with Ben Pugh winning the Dudley A final.
Yes.
It was something that was on my mind on the last show. Really, was to make the point that how well young Ben has been doing. He's been phenomenal in the Midwest, I think you would agree. Since he made his jump to Schumacher, he's been superb, and it's been really great to see how well he's been doing, because he's obviously always there with his mum and dad, and they're a lovely family, and seeing the results they've been getting, it couldn't happen to a nicer bunch and a nicer lad. And we just really felt we wanted to make that point. It's just been great to see. You know, he's been pushing on Tom hard, I think, if you like, in the area. Tom's still got the edge, I think. I think it would be fair to say. But that Ben has looked really, really good. And he's seeing him progress has been really rewarding, I think.
And I think his dedication's pretty clear to see. I mean, they live quite close to Kidderminster, the track, within 15 minute drive, I think. But he practices a lot. He puts a lot of effort in through the week, him and his dad, always working on the cars, always trying new stuff. Saturdays and Sundays are dedicated to racing and practicing and driving. The amount of effort they put in, the rewards they get, they're doing really well. Yeah.
Well, you get out what you put in things in life, I think, in general, whole, you know, not necessarily a pension fund, but you do generally get out what you put in, you know.
No guarantees.
No guarantees, and certainly not a BHS pension. Yeah. Not a BHS pension fund, it would seem. But you know, the effort you put in, you get back. So that's been great to see. Obviously, Richie made light of his second place in his inimitable style, Richie, that he does. first loser, as he put up on Facebook. Nice one, Richie. Listen, I'd take it, you know. But he did well as well, and you know, it's good to see you obviously finally making it up into the top heat.
Yeah,
Dudley.
And I must add, I dominated Richie in leg two of the finals. Absolutely dominated him. He tried to get past, but Mark Simpson took him out, and that's it. Drove away and got third in the second leg. But I think it has to be said. Jamie Beasley's transponder stopped working on the final lap, so he went through at 2.97 and didn't count his last lap over the line. I actually got third in the leg, which I think is a genuine third in leg, actually. I think whatever happened. And I think, I'll take it. Third.
I love the way you have to justify to me. It was a genuine third in leg, you know.
Genuine third in leg, Pete, yeah.
Yeah, with Jamie Beasley's, in inverted commas, transponder stop working. Yeah, that was, of course, nothing to do with the fact when you cut the wire, you know, when his back was turned in the pits.
Oh, Jamie, your transponder's not working. Oh, mate. Oh,
it was. It was
oh,
an
no,
art. It's, that's a, that, it's a proper, ah, oh, mate moment, isn't it? It's a, oh, mate. Yeah. That's a story for another time, listeners, but that ah, oh, mate moment can actually be traced back to the Stotfold National a couple of years ago, when Alexander approached me to gloat that I had dropped behind him in the overalls, when Alexander was really unfortunately looking at a previous round. And I then said to him, oh no, you know, that, have you not seen the latest round? And you know when somebody's eyes go blank, and you realise they realise they've messed up. And then I said, "Oh yeah, no. If you look at the latest round, I've got a much higher score." And that it was at that very point I saw your soul leave your body, and it disappeared into the vegetation.
For the listeners out there, yes. It was genuine. I was genuinely gutted for you because I genuinely thought you hadn't done, because you were hanging in. Was it the F? You were hanging in the F or the E?
E,
I can't remember which one
it was
hanging in the E,
yeah.
And then I looked at the overalls and I think you weren't in it or something, or you were hoping for the E, but you were in the F, and then your last round put you where you wanted to be.
Yes,
and I saw the round before and saw you had, I didn't think you'd made it, and I was like, oh, Pete, mate, you haven't made it.
Yeah, yeah, so, well, just,
but you
just yeah, yeah, just to put you right on that one, Alexander. Yeah, so that's what that goes back to. But we do have something very interesting to talk about at Midlands Raceway, do we not?
I think we've covered a second in the B, and I finished second in the B, so I finished where I started.
No, I think you do. So, I think we do. It was poor old Roger Mills, that anybody in the Midwest will know, everyone's favourite Mr. Miyagi, who got properly butchered by yourself at Midlands Raceway. Now, would you like to enlighten the listeners as to this act?
It wasn't butchery. It wasn't butchery.
Richie felt different thanks to the meme he created on Facebook.
Yeah.
What happened?
That kind of put it into context. I have a genuine reason as to why it happened, but essentially what happened was, coming back round from the back of the track on the right-hand side, there's like a double jump with a lander straight into a hairpin. So you've got to kind of jump it, land the lander, turn straight away onto the hairpin, and then back round onto the straight with another hairpin. Roger was in front of me. We nearly came together at the back section. I kind of moved out of the way and let Roger through and kind of sat behind Roger. We got to this jump section. Roger jumped it, overshot it slightly, but then I overshot it quite a lot, and I landed straight on top of Roger's car. Accidental,
right.
Completely
yes.
Accidental. And yes. Then basically, then we were
me.
Kind of sue me. We were nose to nose, and it was like we were almost like trying to push each other out of the way, kind of bang on bumper to bumper on the noses. And the marshal came and got us, put us both around the right way in exactly this kind of the same place. We both kind of gunned it to get to the corner, and sadly Roger came off worse and rolled onto straight. He may have broke. He may have just pulled off. I don't know. Actually, I haven't seen him since the speech, actually, so I don't know 100%. But that's what happened. The reason why I think I overshot the jump, and this is a complete excuse. I've run out of the book of RC excuses.
Yes.
I took some weight out of the car. I tightened the slipper and had new tyres. So I just had more punch going over the jump than I expected, and I just overshot the jump.
That's usually a devastating combination, actually.
Yeah,
those three.
I thought the slipper was loose, but it was the tyres just gone off in round four. New tyres, tighten the slipper, weight out the car to try remove the weight, see what it was like, and it was it just flew. The car just flew.
Poor old Roger.
Sorry, Roger.
It was are you gonna apologize to Roger?
We're fine. No, I like the way he hasn't said anything about it, actually.
Are you going to apologize to Roger?
I have.
Are you going to apologize to Roger now?
I like the way you covered it up, really. Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah. The Times sponsored by Accuris. Pathetic. Now, Office fans, you'll know that reference. That led to a fantastic meme posted on your timeline by Richie involving your car and some very, very good graphical work with Roger's B6. Anybody who hasn't seen it, look it up. It was really, really good. So that was Midlands. Just as a little confirmation, we mentioned in the last show that Pinerolo would get the Euros next year. That's been confirmed. So I know that you and I have both said yes to going to that. So hopefully that will happen, because that was terrific there the other year when we went. And just really continuing about some of the results we've had recently. I had quite a decent Junction 16. It wasn't as good as I had hoped. What I was really, really pleased about was I was in the C final. Martin Owen won the C. Abe actually came second. I came third. And Rich Miller, a teammate of ours, good lad Rich, he came fourth. I passed him on the last lap by literally jumping over his car and on top of it. I drove over his car on a jump, which was quite... It was fair, I thought, every man for himself, but it was fair. But Abe was terrific, actually.
Did he qualify in that final, Pete, if I remember? Did he qualify 10th?
I think he did, yes. Yes, he did.
He came from the back to come second, yeah.
He qualified 10th and he finished second. And was making really good progress in that final, Kev told me. Obviously, I couldn't watch it. So I was thrilled for him to achieve that. And what also must be said was that he had to qualify in that C final from a heat that he should, in my opinion, have been in, which is another entire story for another show, I think. But it's something that I know that... Yeah, we'll probably cover it another show, but you and I have been talking about race meetings basically running to BRCA rules, yet we don't use the only official quantifiable skill rating we have, which is F gradings. And it can be entirely random. So, for example, this weekend, myself and Abe are off to West Bridgeford, Abe is very much looking forward to seeing his friends Ben Smith, Eugene, Jack, Neil, and Laura Hicklin there. And I've been honest about our skill ratings, and you know it is what it is. But you look at it, and Abe's the heat down from me, and I know that he's like two heats down from people that he would be. I know it's difficult, but I don't understand why it doesn't come in more. And I'll leave it there, but I don't understand why that we work hard for them, and yet they don't get used. But
I think you may just be sour after the Junction 16 meeting the other week when you were placed in the bottom heat, were you? Which coined the phrase, which I heard from Graham Hall the following week, which made me laugh. Podcast Pete in the bottom heat.
I was actually placed. It did make me laugh. It was called the special heat, and it was basically three youngsters, I think, with Ethan and Rory Lee, bless them, and myself. And I did laugh, but it was obviously a clear mistake. and that wasn't the heat I ended up in, thankfully. But Kev made me laugh when he's obviously said, you know, that Rory was coming for me and stuff, which he probably would have been. But it was funny, the special heat I was in. So that's what I would say. It's something for another time. But I do feel that we should not only take what skill ratings people give themselves, but maybe also look at what F gradings people are, because I know you get people who are very, very quick but don't do regionals. That can be that can be accounted for. But if you support the BRCA's regional series, as we do, both do in the Midwest, it's very, very tough. You know how tough it is.
Yeah.
You know, I think that is worth recognizing, just like it would be in any other sport. You know, you do a lot of cycling. I can't just go out and buy, you know, £3,000 worth of cycling equipment and then rock up to a road race expecting to go in with the elite. It just doesn't happen.
No, it's just like we're categorized in cycling. So you have category 1 to 4. And basically if you kind of new into it, you have to earn points and win races, you know, to kind of progress through the categories. So you start at the bottom, you have to progress and earn your position to be in the top category races.
Exactly. So, you know, that's one I think for another time. But continuing with our racing roundups, if you like, we've been to Silverstone a few times, and just wanted to make a point that at the Silverstone Winter Series just gone, I caught up with Ellis, who I'd not seen for a few weeks since his switch to Schumacher, and it was great seeing him go, because it was like Ellis of old, if you wish, some way of saying it, and Ellis looked really good with his Schumacher. And it was great to see that. It's like I say, it's the first time I've seen him for a little while, and he looked really, really good. If I remember correctly, Jamie Hall TQ'd that meeting, which was really nice for Jamie to have his moment over Tommy for a change. And they had both had good A finals. I can't quite remember. I'm sure they both finished top five, I think, or Tommy did.
Yeah, I think Tommy second. Did Tommy finish second? I watched the final on Facebook, someone recorded it, and I think he was with Crompton nearly the whole way, wasn't he?
Crompton won. And then,
Crompton won it, and then I think Tommy, he tried to get past on the last lap. I think they went over the line, the time was expired, and I think Tommy tried to make a move, coming back towards the table in front of the rostrum.
Make a move. You gotta make a move. You gotta make a move. That's a really poor sort of like moment from Scarface there.
That was shocking, yeah.
It was shocking, but I don't care. I don't care. Sue me. I'm not sure. I didn't see it myself, actually. I know Crompton won. Crompton looked good. He always does.
Yeah.
I know he won on Tuesday night. I couldn't make it on Tuesday, sadly. You were there, but Crompton won.
Yeah, I was wondering. I turned up, thought, Pete will be there. He'll have saved me a space. He'd have power ready for me.
I couldn't make it, sadly. I didn't beat enough people up for invoices to be paid this week. I certainly should be there on Tuesday. Looking forward to that. I'll be able to reserve everything for you again so you can wander in late like James White.
Thanks, mate.
not a problem. It's what I do. I have to say also, Kev Lee looked really good on Saturday. So for once, he'll like this. For once, he didn't overly tinker with his two-wheel drive Type R. And I quote him when he said it's the best his Type R has been. And I think he put in a 5 and a 4 and he looked great. Yeah. And he also TQ'd and won with the new 401R. Four-wheel drive from PR, so he looked great with that as well. And it was just really good, because sometimes Kev will have a mad moment and throw it off, but he sort of, it was, everything was right, and it was just a deserved result, I thought, with both cars, and it was really good to see how well Kev got on with that. And on that tack, actually, you had much amusement with Richie and Mark Simpson at my expense in that at Silverstone in round one, A put in a 30 in round.
Yeah.
I was 39. it was, but I can redeem myself in round four, putting in a 24 in round.
Yeah.
I didn't get the result I wanted in the final. I was pretty quick. I was in the 22nd laps along with Richard Gasson, but just a few little clips here and there on the hose, and it just cost me dearly, which was a shame. But A was really terrific, and I'm pretty sure he was the top junior again, certainly under 13, because Tommy doesn't qualify anymore, certainly won't from January, as an under 13. Yeah. So he was the top under 13. That was just, I was thrilled for his progress again at Silverstone, and they put him in, he was in the same heat as me. Or I should say, I was in his heat, because he was a higher place car number than me. But he did well. I was really pleased for him. Really, really pleased
for
him.
Yeah, brilliant.
You know, and again, one set of tyres at Silverstone was all I used. One set of rears, one set of fronts.
Is it Cactus controlled at Silverstone?
Yes. Yeah. Cactus. I'm pretty sure it's front and rears controlled.
Yeah, actually. Cactus and Kutsager, I think. Yeah.
Cactus and Kutsager, and I just used the one set all day, and that was fine. Actually,
with the Cactus, I find on the EOS they actually get easier to drive as the more you wear, the more you use them. I think when they're brand new, they can be make the car feel a little edgy, maybe, you know, quite responsive. But I think certainly on the second and third run, and possibly into the fourth as well, they actually feel easier to drive. The car has a little bit of slide to it, and they feel pretty good. And obviously then they start to lose a bit of forward drive a bit later on through the meeting. But I think they actually feel better on the second and third run. I think me and Kev Hunt actually looked at this at Junction 16 a few weeks ago when we looked at kind of lap times and things. They were quicker, we found, on the second and third runs. So, yeah, and they do last a day if you wanted to get a bit of wear out of them.
Yeah, I mean, I know it can be a bit of a hot topic for some. You know, I don't mind really, you know, I anticipate, you know, you're involved in a motorsport, tyres are going to be one of the things you use. But it's nice that you can get through on one set if you want, because obviously I have to buy everything twice.
Yeah.
Which is a factor, because I obviously want Abe to have the right stuff because of how fast he's going now, you know.
Yeah.
On that tack, it's been amusing, it's been tickling us lately, making us giggle somewhat, that characters you meet throughout RC, isn't it? And this is one we came up with at MB Raceway a little while ago, was Chris Cabooses would be the person's name, and it's Chris Cabooses and his book of copious RC excuses. Now, we all know a Chris Cabooses, this is the point, okay? So let me explain. You and I both realise that number one, okay, there's always an excuse. That's the first characteristic of a Chris Cabooses. Always an excuse. Number two, you'll never finish a sentence, will you? So you'll start talking about what went wrong with your race, and a Chris Cabooses then uses that to then explain why their race went wrong whilst not being at all interested in what happened to you and not letting you finish your sentence.
No.
So that's another one. That's another characteristic of Chris Cabooses. There's marshals are always going to be an issue with a Chris Cabooses of that nature. So, you know, the sensor lead went. My turnbuckle broke. That Marshall was to blame. It's never them, is it? It's never them. So
no, it's always something that's happened that's out of their control. I got taken out by a backmarker.
Yes.
I started off last, so I had to battle my way through.
Yeah. That's it. So as an example, you could be, here's a scenario. You've walked off the rostrum and your race ended early because you broke a turnbuckle. So go on. You start. Oh, what, Alexander, what happened to you?
Oh, I don't know, Pete. I was just jumping over the jump on the back section and caught the pipe and my turnbuckle broke.
Oh, yeah. Well, that happened to me in round four, actually. That turnbuckle cost me everything. You know, I was leading the race, actually. I was leading the race, and when I went over the jump, the turnbuckle came off, and that was the end of it. So you didn't finish the race then?
No, unfortunately, no, couldn't be fixed. It was actually snapped. It hadn't just popped off. It actually broken.
Yeah, I've snapped many a time, you know, and this was horrendous, you know. I don't think I should even be in this heat, to be fair, you know. So whereabouts are you overall?
I think I'm just sitting in the 20s, somewhere about 24th, I think.
Oh, you're having a good day.
Well, it's going all right, I think, yeah.
Yeah, you're not normally that high.
No, things seem to be working okay for me, apart from that last run.
See, that's another character. I love that one, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know that one. The you're queuing up for your final and you get, oh, you've had a good day, isn't it?
Yeah, as if you're not supposed to be in that final.
Yeah, that underhanded compliment, you know, the backhanded compliment. Also then is that you're not normally this high, you've done well. You know, very much.
Cheers, yeah.
Thanks for the encouragement. Really glad. So that's a Chris Caboose's. He will pop up from time to time. We'll revisit that character over the months and hopefully years of the show. If you've all not died listening to us, that you're still with us. But we also have another one for another time. And that's the really wonderfully named Dave Chance. Poisonous pit pal. So that one will be one we'll come back to. Another character. Dave Chance, poisonous pit pal. It's another. You know, he's the one who goes with you, right? Whoever actually hates you. You know, that sort of thing. You know, so that's one we'll revisit. So I mean, how are we getting on? Racing next? Where are we off to next? I'm at West Bridgford on Saturday. Where are you this weekend?
Coventry this weekend for the second or third round of the MAM, I think. Third round of the MAM series.
Cov Wrecking Crew.
Yeah.
Cov Wrecking Crew, spelt with a K. Cov Wrecking Crew. Coventry MAM on Sunday, yes. Coventry MAM.
Yes, looking forward to that.
Yeah, I've got, as I say, the Buggy Blitz on Saturday. Never been to that, but always heard very good things about it. And. Should be a lot of fun. As I say, Ben's good friends with Ben Smith. Well, there's not many people actually Abe isn't good friends with, but he's good, very good friends with Ben Smith. Obviously, Eugene, Gally, Laura, and Jack Neal. We're really looking forward to seeing them there. And what else is going on after that? Where are you off to next?
So I think the week after is the Telford MAM. So the next round of the Telford. In the series, and then after that I think we're back to Midlands for some more butchery.
Yes,
some more butchery on the cards.
I've got Silverstone Club Nights as well, but Silverstone's Winter Series on the 8th of December.
Yeah,
and there's a Junction 16 I think in a week or two.
I think that's the week before. Is it the 1st of December? I think Junction 16.
I think it is, yes. The Junction 16
in a couple of weeks.
Winter Series. There's some good events over Christmas as well, actually, I must say, because 23rd of December is the Essex Carpet Clash that I've been mentioning with Delvesey Ellis and Rich Thorpe putting that one on, which new event should be good. Also, I think around December 29th, when everyone's like, you know, anyone who basically on the racing scene that hasn't eaten themselves to death and wants to escape the mother-in-law and whatever else, Silverstone are putting on a Christmas meeting, which we should be at. You know, hopefully you can extricate yourself from the world of retail to attend that. So that will be good. Also,
I think Junction
go
16 are having one on the 27th. So the day after Boxing Day, I think Junction 16 have got a meeting on, or meeting
on. Are
planned
they?
for that day. Yeah,
Oh,
so
I
I was
didn't
speaking
know
to
that.
James White on Tuesday, last night, no,
Right.
sorry, Tuesday night, and he was saying that they're going to have a meeting on the 27th. Then Silverstone, I think, is on the Saturday, the 29th, you're right. And then,
Ah,
of
okay,
course,
yeah.
on Sunday the 30th, Coventry have their hashtag Let's Do This Endurance Race. If anyone fancies a 4-hour outdoor, cold, wet endurance meeting, which will be fun.
Yes, yeah. I forgot about that one, actually. That
are
let's
you not
do
up for that,
this.
Pete?
There's absolutely zero chance of me being there. Less than nothing. That's named in honor of the Midwest legend that is Gibbo.
Yeah, Craig
let's
Gibson.
get that straight. Craig Gibson, let's do this. So yeah, that endurance speed, I'm sure that'll be a lot of fun. It wouldn't surprise me. Obviously, you'll have Ken Reith there, wouldn't you? And some of the
the cover
other
guys, yeah.
Jason and other good Midwest chaps there.
Yeah.
Just covering something else off, actually. We saw the national submissions, didn't we?
Yeah.
So we have, off the top of my head, so correct me if I miss anything. We have Eden Park, Boughton, Stotfold, Telford, Kidderminster, Robin Hood, Southport, and Bury.
Yeah, I think that's covered all of them.
10, if I remember right. So just working my way up from the bottom of the country, obviously. Oh, Torch, sorry.
Torch as well, yes.
Yes. So 10 submissions, 8 events. So Broxtowe.
That's did Broxtowe put in for one? Did they?
Yes,
yeah.
They have. So
yeah.
10 locations, 8 events. So we'll see what you know, gets shaken out of the Worsley pot as to who has events. I would expect the club, my closest club, Stotfold, will have one. And as to what it will be, whether it will be a national, whether it will be one of the end of season finals, we'll have to see.
Yeah.
It'd be nice to be back at Stotfold, actually. I think it's been a while and lots of people like it.
Yeah, Stotfold's a great track. It's been there for quite a long time, hasn't it, now, Stotfold?
Oh, God, it's about 20 years, I think.
Yeah.
The history is actually on the website. It's been there a long time, and so that'll be really interesting for the national events as to who's going to be there, what events, what locations will get meetings. I think, 'cause obviously, sadly, there's going to be two disappointed committee teams. But it's a good thing that the scene has more venues than it needs, really, because you don't want it to be the same places, yet only certain places can actually cope with nationals. But if we didn't have enough, it'd be a bit of a problem, wouldn't it? You know,
yeah,
you can visit place twice, can you?
No, I think in the past, it's actually been to the point where they've had to ask clubs if they would want to host one. You know, instead of clubs going forward and saying, well, we'll host one, they've actually had to ask clubs to do one.
Yes.
Because they've struggled for numbers. But you're right, to have more tracks than events is nice, really, for the kind of industry as a whole.
Yes, it is. It is. It's just a bit, it's obviously, I can understand the disappointment for the teams that put in a submission and don't get an event. But it's difficult when you've been to nationals, as we both have. You can see that there's an enormous amount involved in putting one on. It's a lot of resource, of manpower, woman power as well. You know, it's hands to the pump, and also the physical space needed. You know. it's like, as an example, I think James Helliwell always does a superb job at Robin Hood. Whilst it's a track that I somewhat struggle on, although yeah. I have raced there when Eugene's done the layout and it's been superb. But you can see how much effort James puts in, you know, from providing the washing facilities that are needed, the food, the space for camping, getting it all organized. You know, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work. So hats off to anybody who steps up to try and offer and organize doing one. So yeah, we'll see what's on the calendar next year, really. I'm looking forward to it. I presume yeah. you'll be doing them all, won't you?
Yeah, I'll be trying my hardest to do them all. As long as I can get the time off work on the Saturdays, I'll be there.
Well, I think that's a disgraceful thing to say, really. I think you need to appreciate that you need to be at the Nationals. If you're not at the Nationals, I'll have to have words with Kev and Alec and get you basically kicked off the team.
And then that'll be it.
You know, that'll be it. And also that, you should jack your work in, because racing is more important, you know.
Absolutely.
Let's not forget Richie's made a National A final. What have you done? You know, what have you done?
Well, I'm 3 times Jaffa Cake champion at Junction 16.
Yeah, that's true. Jaffa Cake champion. Yeah, that's the Fridays, by the way, guys.
Yeah.
It's definitely a hell of an undertaking. I hope to see you there. Obviously, me and Abe will be at all of them. And yep. That wraps it up, really, for this week. This 3 weeks. So we will be back next week, all being well, with a little what I would like to call a little podlet update, which will be the feature we mentioned, packing the briefcase with the magpie that is William Venables. We'll also go into why he's called the magpie, for anybody who doesn't know why that would be. We all know magpies like shiny things, okay? So that will give you an indication as to why William Venables is known as the magpie. But we'll be talking to him about EOS this weekend, which I saw Neil Craig had flown out there, so Venables will be going out there. What was your opinion of the track, young man?
Very flat, very fast, great racing surface. I think challenging is what you could say, in honesty.
I think the sarcasm was dripping. For anyone who didn't pick up on that, the sarcasm was dripping off your voice when you said that it was flat and fast. I think it will be fast, but it sure ain't flat.
Lots of features.
Yeah, you're gonna have to get the rhythm right there, I think.
Yeah.
You know that
I've been looking at there's a track picture. There's quite a few track pictures on Facebook if people want to have a look. I'm sure there'll be videos out there soon as well. But looking at the layout, it's difficult to see without seeing the cars go around how they're going to take certain sections. There's like a triple jump in front of the rostrum on the left hand side, which looks quite interesting. Three humps, but the three humps are kind of all staggered around a corner, so you could almost jump two and then single, or single then jump two. So that will be interesting to see how different people approach these different jumps.
It'll certainly be interesting, I think, to see how people are quick there, I think.
Yeah.
Definitely. So we'll be having a chat about that next week, providing we can get hold of the magpie for the unpacking the briefcase podlet about EOS. And meanwhile, we'll be formulating more nonsense to speak to you in about 2 or 3 weeks' time. So thank you all for listening. I hope you will enjoy the show as much as you did the first one. And it's a good night from me, and it's a good night from him. Two Ronnies.
Good night.
Comedy classic. Oh, come
on. Yeah, that's the two Ronnies.
That's the two Ronnies. Comedy classic. He didn't warm you up properly, did he? He's not a professional comedian. When you're a chilled out entertainer like me, you know, it's the laughs we have, you know, basically a chilled out entertainer. So listen, thanks for joining us, guys. We'll speak to you soon, and listen out for the look out for the podcast next week. Enjoy your weekend. Thanks, guys. Good night.
See ya.